This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning. Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here's Tom Ackerman on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Well, once again, the big news that has just come down, it is going to be Victor Scott at center field. Bernie Miklas and I were just talking about it. I had been given some info by the team that I could go ahead and talk about the changes that they made today to the roster. Let me go through them one more time, and then we're going to bring in our guest, Jared Carabas. Cardinals have announced their spring roster reductions, and here they are. They announced today that they reduced their spring training roster to 27. Three players moved to the minor leagues, and Zach Thompson is placed on the IL, so that gets it to 26. Jose Fermin, the infielder, pitcher Michael McGreevy, they are optioned to AAA Memphis, and they've reassigned non-roster infielder Jose Barrero to Memphis. So the Cardinals have taken not one but two of their bench candidates, Fermin and Barrero, and have put them in Memphis with McGreevy. And that means that Victor Scott has not only made the team, but as we've said about a million times, if Victor Scott makes this team, he's going to play in center field. So he is the starter in center field. Wow. The people's choice. Victor Scott II is your center fielder on opening day. How about that? So that means Michael Ciani's on the team. Ciani will be a backup outfielder. The Cardinals bullpen, no shocker there. So that means Helsley, Maton, Romero, Fernandez, King, Matz, Leahy, and Roycroft. And yes, I said Matz because the reporters who were just talking to Ollie and asking him about the rotation, and we're talking about Katie Wu and Derek Gould, as well as John Denton of MLB.com, is that Matthew Liberatore is going to be the fifth starter on this team, and Steven Matz will be in long relief. Folks, this is exactly the rotation, although McGreevy, I'm sure you wanted him on the club, that you wanted. I'm sorry for the long wait for Jared Carabas, but he joins us now on KMOX. Huge news just coming in from the Cardinals. We've been waiting all spring training for this. Jared, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. So that's that. The Cardinals, who are trying to do both, be a champion eventually, but also try to grow their minor league system, have given runway here to some of their young players. That's pretty exciting. Let me give a little background about you. You and I share something, and that is Underdog. I also work with them. You've been working with them, and you do wonderful baseball coverage with Dallas Braden and other big names coming to St. Louis on opening day. We can't wait to have you.
Yeah, man, it's very exciting. I've been waiting to come to St. Louis for a long time. I'm now in the single digits of ballparks remaining that I haven't been to, St. Louis being one of them. But we will be in St. Louis for opening day. Very excited to get down there and talk with all the fans.
That's awesome. We can't wait to have you. It is one of the classic ballparks, as I'm sure you've heard. And what else have you heard about St. Louis, the baseball town, as we get ourselves ready for another season, our 134th, Jared?
Yeah, no, I'm pretty good buddies with Nolan Arenado. He loves the fan base there. You know, I've heard nothing but great things about the fans, about the area around the ballpark. So it's something that, you know, when you're just a baseball fan in general, which I don't expect you to know this, but I was on MLB Network recently and I was wearing a Kansas City Royals jacket. And I had people being like, how are you a Red Sox fan, but you're wearing a Royals jacket? I'm like, because I'm a baseball fan. Like, I'm a baseball fan first. And St. Louis is one of those meccas of baseball where, you know, you hear about the great fans all the time and how they just get it and they understand and appreciate the game of baseball. They know the rules inside and out. And, you know, it's one of those rare markets where you might see a standing ovation for the other team given if it's a great performance or not. And I love that.
I love that. That's a really good explanation about the beauty of our game. And let me return the favor and say that in 2013, covering the Cardinals in the World Series against the Red Sox at Fenway Park, I don't know that I've ever been treated better by a staff. You know, the staff at Fenway, they treated us like gold. And I will say that the fans, who were boisterous without a doubt, when you pulled them aside, boy, they know the game. I mean, they knew our lineup. Oh, yeah. They knew everything about us. That is a great, great baseball town in Boston.
Yeah, you have to be well-rounded if you're going to be a baseball fan in Boston. It's really cool. You know, especially now because of social media, you get to see the conversations that other fan bases are having on like a public scale. And they know the farm system. They know, you know, when it comes time to talk trades, they know who the best players are on the other teams. And it's just been really cool to see the growth of, you know, the fan base on a public scale like that.
When you come here on opening day, what else will you do in terms of interacting with fans? What will you be talking about our great company Underdog that we've both been doing a lot with?
Yeah, so we're going to be doing some man on the street stuff. I want to get out there in the streets of St. Louis and get to speak to some of the Cardinals fans that are out there. We're going to get their thoughts on the team and some different opinions on just maybe baseball related things that are going on in the league, league wide. And then we're going to be doing a live stream. So it's going to be us just watching all the games for the entire day and just reacting to all the action, Major League Baseball, for the whole day.
Wow, that's great. When you look back at last year and the Dodgers winning the World Series, you know, you really think about it. I know they got it done, but having a monster payroll, it helps, but it doesn't guarantee that you're going to win a championship. It'll be hard for them to do it again. Are there any teams that you identify starting in the National League that could give them trouble?
Oh, no doubt. And I think the big thing about the Dodgers, too, is people forget how close we were to the Dodgers being a first-round exit. You know, they were very close to losing that series to the San Diego Padres in the division series. And I know that after it was all said and done, the players on the Dodgers looked back and said, like, that was the World Series for us. But I think when you look at the landscape of the playoff picture, you know, you're looking at the Los Angeles Dodgers as the heavy, heavy favorite. You can kind of already put them into the postseason. But those aforementioned Padres, that's a team that you have to look out for. The Diamondbacks in the same division, the Cubs, then you have the Braves, the Phillies, the Mets. Like, I think if you were to power rank the best teams in Major League Baseball, it's especially now because of all the injuries that the Yankees have just sustained in spring training alone, you might see four or five National League teams before you see a single American League team.
Who do you like in the American League?
Man, it is it's tough because I think the Yankees probably have the best odds, but I don't like their chances. Like I just think that it, you know, the best teams are in the National League. The Yankees probably have the best team in the American League, but I don't like their team, especially now they just had Clark Schmidt go on the injured list to start the year. Like Carlos Rodon is their only dependable starter that they have. Then you have the Red Sox. I think the Orioles really need to take a step forward, but they had a super disappointing offseason. Then in the Central, it's like, well, can the Tigers repeat what they did last year? They didn't really do anything crazy in the offseason either. They whiffed on Bregman. He went to Boston. I think the Royals are an interesting team because of their starting staff and their young players. Obviously, Bobby Wood Jr. being one of the best, you know, top three player in Major League Baseball this year. The Royals are a team to pay attention to. The Mariners, like, that's another team where it's like, all right, great rotation, but what did you do to make the offense better in the offseason? Nothing. The Astros traded their best player in Kyle Tucker. The Rangers, like, that could be a team that, you know, they make it to the playoffs, but a lot of health issues in their rotation. Like, there's no one in the American League that you could just pinpoint and be like, yep, like, that's the team. Like, the American League is wide open this year.
It really is. You know, and Cardinals fans sit here and they are not really sure what to make of all of this. They're used to winning. They understand that you have to reload. They just don't love sometimes the way the team goes about that and communicates that. But I will say that today's news that I was just kind of sorting through before I had you on, I think will inject a little life into the fan base. They love Victor Scott, and he's got a ton of speed and power. I think that could be interesting. So that'll be a fun little thing for you on Thursday. That's going to sell a few extra tickets. They'll come close, if not sell out this opening day, and there's absolutely nothing like it, Jared.
No doubt, yeah. I mean, it's going to be an exciting team. And Victor Scott, Jordan Walker, you got Mason Winn at the top of the lineup there. Lars Nootbaar, I know that his World Baseball Classic appearance made him super, super popular. And then you've got Wilson Contreras and Nolan in the middle of that lineup. Are you surprised that Nolan's still on the team?
A little bit, yeah. I thought they were going to trade him and made it a point to do so. But when he came back, I'll say that I'm a little selfish and I like star power. So, you know, I like watching him play. I want, you know, I get to do a handful of games. I like calling games when he's doing his thing and making plays at third base and hitting bombs. And, you know, I root for him as a person, and I hope that he gets back and does a really nice job.
Same. I think, you know, in terms of getting to know players throughout the league over the years, he's one of those guys that you can really only match his compete level. It's very difficult to exceed it. This is a guy that works every single day to be better. And, you know, he's been one of my favorite players in baseball since obviously the Colorado days, but it's been cool to watch him evolve as a player and a person. But this guy, I mean, all he cares about is winning. So I hope that he gets to experience that in St. Louis.
Jared Carrabas, who does a lot with Underdog, just a fantastic. So all you have to do is Underdog, you know, download that app and get after it. And I've talked about it now for months. Do that. But he also hosts some great podcasts, and he's involved, I know, with Nesson and 98.5 The Sports Hub up in Boston, etc. It's going to be great to have you in St. Louis. Hopefully we can run into each other that day.
I would love to do that. Yes, please reach out. Let's get together. And I'm very excited to be in St. Louis.
Where can people find you? Cardinals fans find you, Jared.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter at Jared_Carrabas. I know I'm a Red Sox fan, but I live tweet all the games. I'm actually in the middle of working on a TV wall in my house that has 9 TVs. So I'm watching all the games every single day. I'm live tweeting all the action. I'm sharing highlights from action around the league. So whether you're a baseball fan or, you know, you want to get on the action with Underdog, I'll have the highlights for you. Don't worry about it.
Let me tell you, you're good for the game. That is good. I like that a lot. I can't wait to see that. I appreciate you, Jared. Thank you for the time on KMOX.
Thank you so much. We'll do this again soon.
Yep, Jared Carrabas with us on KMOX. We're going to take a break. We'll talk some hockey, and we'll continue on with Sports on a Sunday Morning, leading you up to Cardinal Baseball right here.